It always touches me when I read about Jesus Christ crying to his people. And he cried to them. And when he spoke to them, let me read that, if I may, in the 7th chapter of John, if you want to turn to it. And it's a precious scripture for you to take home with you. And he said this, if any man thirst, aren't we thirsty? I feel like I'm so thirsty and hungry for fellowship with God. It just seemed like that all the things of this world, as I gradually grow older, they are worthless to me. I desire that fellowship with God. And he said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly, out of his very being, shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. And I believe, brethren, that is the Spirit, that fellowship with God that we can have, that comes to the people that believe. I believe that he was talking to children of God. If there had been a child of God standing right there listening to that sermon and said, Lord, I'm thirsty, give me this drink, he'd have to say, wait a while, it's not yet time, because the Holy Ghost was not yet given. But when that Holy Ghost, which I believe, brethren, is the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Christ, brethren, that is what the Holy Ghost is. And it's given to the born children of God, the spiritual born children of God. When they believe, I believe that Spirit that's given, when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, it's because he's been glorified. He's been raised from the dead. And he sat down at the right hand of God. And the first thing he did in intercession with his heavenly Father was to pray him that he would send another Comforter into this world, which is the Holy Ghost. And it's only given to those that believe. And it satisfies the thirst and the hunger of God's children. And thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift.
46.
More love to thee, O Christ, more love to thee, is the prayer I make of convincing thee. This is the prayer and prayer.
that this afternoon.
128, want to say it again.
Blessed assurance.